I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Race into savings now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Add beauty to your home with interior doors from Mastercraft. Shop our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way in-store or online. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Mastercraft doors today.
Save big money at Menards.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Time for America's favorite radio game. Voting continues from Radio Game Magazine for this year's round, going for the Big 11. Would be 11 straight years voted America's favorite radio game. And
yeah, we got an email from the editor of Radio Game Magazine.
Playing a little coy.
He said, can you send me your updated show photos just in case?
Yeah.
Just in case.
I don't know if he's showing his hand a bit. Or
oh, man. Yeah, I mean, they probably send that to everybody. Know. Anyway, let's meet your opponents. Wow, that's a great sound of phone, Mike and Chris. Mike, do you have us on speakerphone, I'll bet?
I know. I'm trying to get you off a speakerphone.
Man, if only there was some warning that we would have been doing
that's
this.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's I was definitely watching one
that sounds so
movie.
Much better.
The girl in the terrarium told me to do it.
that's what you are, Rachel. The girl in the terrarium.
The girl in the terrarium.
I mean,
yeah,
technically,
the unpopular Stig Larsson book.
Hey, let's not go that far.
So literary jokes are fun on the rare book I've read. The girl in the terrarium. Is she a hero or an anti-hero? She mostly just plays Animal Crossing.
Like if Stig Larsson wrote a Nancy Drew book.
All right. To Mike and Chris, you'll buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer. Thanks for fixing your phone. We truly appreciate it. We're going to give you a blank to name and then give you an audio clue that will help you name that blank. Buzz in with your name when you think you know what the answer is. If you hear Hot Wings or Kelly or Steve buzz in, they're just trying to get their spot in line so they can show off if you miss it. All righty?
Oh. Yes, all right. Let's all right. Go.
Number one, name the neighborhood.
Mike.
Mike.
The Harlem.
Harlem is correct. Mike's on the board with one. That's Sweet Georgia Brown, been used by the Harlem Globetrotters when they take the court since 1952. Speaking of basketball, the Hick from French Lick, Larry Joe Bird, born on December 7th, 1956. Bird led Indiana State to the 1979 NCAA championship game against Michigan State and their star freshman, Irvin Magic Johnson. The Spartans beat the Sycamores 75-64 in a classic game. Bird had actually committed to Indiana and coach Bob Knight, but left after a month. Just felt he didn't fit in. I remember seeing a story where he had two shirts in his dorm room. Like, one that was like a button-up and the other one was a t-shirt. And he had to wear one or the other. And he was just like, everybody else has got money here. So he went to Indiana State, which I guess, bummer for Indiana State. Like, hey, we're the university for poor people.
Jesus Christ. One time.
On the phone. Jesus Christ.
Ready for school, man. I got through with it. They want to show their hind ends.
I bet a lot of parents.
You guys know what it's like.
I do know what it's like. Usually for me, it sounds like this. Can you see I'm holding the phone?
Oh my God. Why are you even next to me? Why do you only have one shoe on?
I sent him in another room.
Now, you know, later when I want to talk to you, you won't even want to talk to me. Totally understand. I cut you off because I didn't want you to call him an MF-er on the radio and have services come see you. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so anyway, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, one of the greatest players of all time. Underrated. Number two, name the movie character.
Oh. Chris.
Chris.
Jay. Jay and Silent Bob.
Nope, that's not correct.
Chris.
Well, Chris, you already buzzed in. If no one else buzzes in, I'll give you another shot at it.
All right, I think I got it.
Very confident. Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve.
I got
no idea. Name the character?
Yeah. Mike, you want to try?
I have no idea.
Okay, Chris, back to you.
Buffalo Bill?
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. That's when he's dancing and tucking his junk.
Yes.
Buffalo Bill Cody appeared on his first stage December 11th, 1872 in Chicago, Illinois. New York Weekly had invented Buffalo Bill's backstory, which greatly exaggerated Buffalo Bill's legacy. The country was taken with the story, so imagine their disappointment when Bill couldn't even act properly in the Western tale he was on stage for. Eventually, Bill began Buffalo Bill's Wild West and attracted a circus-like gathering around the world. Number three. Name the channel.
Why did you let him in a car?
I don't know. It was the worst decision I've ever made, I think. It truly was.
What happened when he got in?
When he got in, I filled his hands with a lot of food that I had in the fence.
Chris.
CNN?
That is correct. We got to let this clip go because Larry asks the worst follow-up question in the history of Earth.
I filled his hands with a lot of food that they had in the front seat anyway. I tried to engage him and...
He was holding your food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was.
See what happens
took my keys
quiet?
Out through him. Took my keys out, threw him on the floor and pulled out handcuffs and handcuffed me and said, I just want a piece of ass. If you be good, you won't get hurt.
What did he do with the food?
I have heard that so many times, and every time it's like a lightning bolt to my spine. Like,
what do you do with the food?
I mean, it shouldn't be fun. How did he find a way to make that hilarious? The fact that that woman was being assaulted in a car, and he asked, "What did he do with the food?
What did he do with the food?"
Do you have her response?
No,
I think
there.
She was like, I don't know, Larry.
Yeah,
she's a stupid idiot.
I mean, I guess he put it down or something.
Number four.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Oh, number three. After over 25 years on the air, Larry King Live aired its final show on CNN on December 16th, 2010. The show normally averaged 700,000 viewers each night, but the final episode, 2.25 million. You know what else has lasted 25 years and has been watched or listened to by 2.25 million people? The Free Beer and Outwing Show, probably. The show started in 97 and has been going strong since, unless you ask the internet. Become a fancy idiot today and get access to the Daily Podcast, Segment 17, and the weekly Free Beer and Hot Wings podcast featuring some classic best of segments. Plus, your membership helps fund Idiots for Underdogs, a 501c3. There you go. Number four, name the boy.
Steve.
Mike.
Mike.
Boy.
The boy from The Devil Went Down to Georgia Chris. Looking for his hopes.
Chris.
Chris.
Jack.
The boy said, my name's Johnny.
And it Johnny. Might be a sin, but I'll take this bet you're going to regret because I'm the best that's ever been. Johnny Rosenthal. Mike, I'd have been doing the same thing as you, trying to roll through it. I thought it was pretty good. I'll give you a half point.
Yeah,
he was way behind. He was looking to make a deal.
when he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and
playing it hot.
And the devil jumped up on his
hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you
what.
Now you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due.
I got a fiddle of gold against your soul because I'm
better than you. My name's Johnny, and it might be his
friend. I'll take
your bet. You're going real good. I'm the best there's ever been.
I feel like I'm being smack talked, but I can't be sure.
I don't think you are. I think we're just enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
Boy about Charlie Daniels.
That's right. Chris has two. Mike has 1.5.
I love this chaos.
And we're having a lot of fun. Let's see.
You can't ask a New York boy about Jack Daniels either.
Oh, touche.
You guys want to do a show?
Right? I've like been waiting on this. Me and the kids listen every day.
I'll tell you when they don't listen, when you told them to stay in that other room.
One man was Hill Street Blues, the other was Dukes of Hazzard, and together they made a hilarious mash.
This week on CBS Plus, Hills of Hazzard. Yeah.
A Manhattan made with Jack Daniels.
Because Perfect Strangers was already taken.
Yes. Yeah, you guys are going to be the spinoff from Dating Dads. All right. Number 5, name the character.
Been spreading the word and now I need to use my mind. Jacking it home. Been planting them apple seeds and while the apples grow, I'm gonna go out jacking it in San Diego.
Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it. I didn't know there'd be so many sing-alongs today, but I sure do like it. Anyone? That's Stan Marsh. That's part of the song South Park made after the Coney 2012 documentary when director Jason Russell was arrested in San Diego for jacking it. He had a psychotic episode. On December 9th, 1994, President Bill Clinton forced Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders to resign after just a year on the job. He had named Elders the director of the Arkansas Department of Health when he was governor and then Surgeon General when he was president. So why did Clinton fire the first African-American Surgeon General and second woman ever to be Surgeon General? Elders had a few missteps throughout her career, like failing to let the Arkansas public know that free condoms were being handed out by the Department of Health, had a failure rate 10 times higher than the allowable rate. But the last straw, as Surgeon General, Elders told a crowd at the United Nations Health Conference that perhaps masturbation should be taught in sex ed classes as a form of birth control. So they shut her down, though in hindsight, not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you keep the coffers empty...
Yeah, right? Yeah, get the poison out. Mike and Chris, thank you. We appreciate it. You guys were great. Looking forward to the podcast. I got to go back and read the fact that came with the Charlie Daniels question. Remember, that was Johnny Rosin, Up Your Bowl, and Bo, and Play That Fiddle Hot. Poor W.S. Fiddler died on December 8th, 1913. Now, you probably don't know his name. He worked in the theater business. Or theater, since this story takes place in Canada with the R, then the E. He was unloading some theater equipment in Moose Jaw. On this fateful day, he suddenly dropped dead of a suspected heart attack. Doctors performing the autopsy diagnosed him with acute indigestion from eating too much cheese.
Oh, no. So he had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
No one's
cheese impacted.
Sure how much cheese he ate, but reports say he ate cheese every meal, every snack, and at bedtime, he was 50.
Oh, it's like Kyle's wedding.
Oh, my God.
All I did was eat cheese. Yes.
Then you had that fart attack.
Boy, did we eat a lot of cheese.
So much. That was the biggest cheese platter I've ever seen. That must have cost thousands of dollars.
I don't know. It must have. Man. God,
The next wedding I go to better have a cheese table like that.
I want a table made of cheese.
Otherwise, like I'm just going to kick anything over
you,
I find.
You just wheel up and start eating the table.
There's a cheese here?
Where's the cheese?
How do you have a wedding without cheese?
I'll have some Coley Jack now.
Where's the Gouda?
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.